Title: Automation to Fake Tape Slowdown in Drum and Bass. Intermediate: Ableton Live. All right, let's build that classic tape slowdown, sometimes called tape stop. You know the vibe. Pitch droops, time smears, everything feels like the deck is powering down, and then bang, you snap back into a clean, weaponized drop. In drum and bass, this is gold for pre-drop tension. It's also really easy to do badly. The two big goals today are: 1. The slowdown has to sound convincing, like real transport physics. 2. The drop has to land perfectly on the grid, with your sub still hitting clean. We're going to cover two core workflows with Ableton stock tools, plus a creative bonus method for fills. As you follow along, keep asking yourself one question: do I want to slow the whole track, or just a specific group like breaks and drum tops? That choice decides everything. First, quick overview of what tape slowdown actually is. A true tape or deck slowdown is not just volume fading, it's pitch going down, because playback speed is dropping, and the timing stretches because audio is literally taking longer to play. That's why it feels so physical. Method 1. Tempo automation. Authentic, fast, and global. This is the everything melts option. Great for those moments where you want the whole track to power down like a DJ killed the deck. The trade-off is it affects everything. Delays, LFO, sidechain timing, anything synced to tempo, so it's powerful, but it can also wreck carefully timed groove if you're not careful. Here's how. Set your project tempo to something DNB standard, like 174 BPM. Go into Arrangement View. Hit Tab if you need to. Turn on Automation Mode with the key. Now go to the Master Track, and in the Automation Chooser, select Song Tempo. You're going to draw a ramp down. Try this as a starting point. Over one bar, automate from 174 down to around 90 BPM. That gives you a big, obvious power down. If you want something tighter and less dramatic, do it over two beats, like 174 down to 110. Now the key move, right at the drop down beat, snap the tempo instantly back to 174. Don't be afraid of a hard step. In fact, the hard step is what sells the reset into the drop. Arrangement idea you can steal. Bars 31 to 32, you ramp down while your break, pad, or vocal plays. Then bar 33, first kick of the drop, you jump back to 174. Super direct. Teacher tip here: if your track relies on tempo sync delays or rhythmic LFOs, listen carefully during the ramp. They can start doing weird subdivisions and unexpected feedback rhythms. Sometimes that's cool, sometimes it just sounds like the track is falling apart. If it's the second one, don't fight it. Switch to method 2. Method 2, resample plus warp and repitch. Track or group only, and usually the best move for DNB. This is the go-to, because you can slow your breaks and drum tops without messing with the sub or the main drop punch. It's also more mix-safe, because you're printing audio and controlling exactly what gets slowed. Step 1. Group what you want to slow. For example, select your break track, top loop, percussion bus, whatever you want to melt. Right-click, group tracks, or CMD/Ctrl-G. Name it something obvious like drum slowdown. Naming matters because you're about to route audio and you don't want to guess later. Step 2. Make a new audio track called Print Drums. On Print Drums, set audio from to your drums slowdown group. Choose PostFX. That's important. PostFX captures your bus processing, so the print sounds like what you actually hear in the mix. Arm Print Drums and record the section you need. A common move is printing four bars before the drop so you have enough room to create the slowdown and edit it cleanly. Now, mute the original drum group during the printed region so you only hear the print. This is one of those workflow details that saves you from "why does it sound flammed and weird" moments. If you hear both at once, it'll phase and smear. Now we do the tape part. Click the printed audio clip. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to repitch. This is the magic setting for tape style slowdown, because pitch follows playback speed. If you use beats mode, the pitch will stay stable, and it won't feel like tape. It might be a cool effect, but it's not tape stop. Now place your warp markers. Put a warp marker at the exact start of your slowdown. For example, beat 1 of bar 32. This marker is your anchor. Think of it like you're pinning the tape to the desk. Once it's anchored, don't move it. Then place another warp marker at the endpoint. Usually that's the drop point, like beat 1 of bar 33. Now for the actual slowdown. Drag the end marker to the right to stretch time. You're literally making that region take longer. So one bar can become two bars, and because you're in repitch, it'll droop in pitch as it stretches. That's the power down. This is where you choose your tape length intentionally. Half a bar feels like a quick DJ break, like a little whoop before impact. One bar is the classic brace for impact. It's the standard D10B pre-drop slowdown. Two bars is a full melt. It can sound massive, but it can also turn into a wash if your mix is busy, so simplify elements if you go that long. Now, the most important cleanup step. Make the return to the drop perfectly clean. Split the clip at the drop with CMD/Ctrl-E. Make sure the drop clip starts exactly on the grid, right on that downbeat. If you hear clicks at the edit, turn on fades and add a tiny crossfade. Even a very short fade can make the edit invisible. Extra coach tip. If the first transient of the printed clip feels late, don't just nudge randomly and hope. Extend the printed clip slightly earlier than the moment you need it, then fade or crossfade into it. That pre-roll gives the ear a smooth transition and keeps timing tight. Now let's talk D10B specific punch and sub protection. Common mistake number one is slowing the sub with the rest of the bus. When low frequencies pitch down, they turn into mud and they pull the perceived key out from under your drop. So your safest play is slow breaks and tops. Keep sub clean and stable. If your print accidentally contains low end, add a utility or EQ after the printed clip. One easy move, utility, with bass mono on around 120 Hz to keep the slowdown from getting facey down low. Or use EQ8 and automate high pass during the slowdown. For example, push the high pass up toward 120 to 180 Hz while it's slowing, then drop it back down at the exact moment the drop hits, or just mute the print entirely at the drop. That way the low end doesn't droop out of tune. Also, check phase and mono on the slowdown print. When you stretch stereo drum loops, they can get weird in mono. Put utility after the print and quickly a slash B width at 100%, and then at 0%. If collapsing to mono makes it hollow or punchless, automate the width narrower during the slowdown. In heavy D10B, narrow often hits harder anyway. Another pro move, preserve drop impact with a clean transient layer. Even if you do a gorgeous slowdown, your ear still wants a hard reset. So layer a clean, unwarped one-shot kick or snare exactly on the drop down beat. Keep it dry. Let that be the grid snap that tells the brain. New section, full power. Method 3. Return track tape stop vibe. Not a true slowdown, but insanely useful. Sometimes you don't want to commit to printing and warping, and you don't want to slow the whole project. You just want a quick illusion on the last beat of a phrase, especially on jungle breaks. Make a return track called tape stop. On it, build a stock chain. First, a delay with super short time, like 3 to 15 milliseconds, and feedback around 20 to 45%. This creates smear and density, like the audio is dragging. Roll off some highs in the delay so it feels darker and more mechanical. Then add frequency shifter for a little grime and motion. Keep it subtle. Something like minus 10 to minus 30 Hz can add that uneasy drift. Then auto filter a past 24 dB slope with a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. This helps the stop feel like it's losing power. Then saturator, drive 2 to 6, soft clip on. Now automation. On the last 1 to 2 beats before your drop, automate the send amount up into this return. At the same time, automate the auto filter cutoff down, like from 12 kHz down to 300 Hz. Then hard cut that send right on the drop. That cut is the contrast. Wet and smeared, then suddenly dry and brutal. It's not literally slowing time, but in a busy mix it absolutely sells the deck is dying moment. And it's way safer than global tempo automation. Advanced variations you can try once the basics work. One is staged power down. Instead of one smooth stretch, do it in two chunks. A slight slow for half a bar, then heavier slow for the last half bar. That feels more like a motor losing torque than a perfectly linear ramp. Another is slowing only your reverb and delay tails. Keep your drums dry and locked. Route only the wet returns to a print track and repitch stretch that wet only audio. The groove stays tight, but the ambience falls over. In D&B, that can sound insanely high-end. And if you want a little extra character, add subtle capstan wobble. After the printed slowdown, add chorus ensemble or shifter very gently, low depth, slow rate, and automate it to increase only during the last beat of the slowdown. It gives that worn tape instability without turning it into a trance vibrato. Quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. Don't use beats warp mode if you want authentic tape droop. Don't forget to split at the drop and realign, or you'll land early or late and kill the impact. Don't ignore clicks. Microfades fix almost all of them. And if you use tempo automation, remember it changes everything sync to tempo, so check your delays and modulation. mini practice exercise, do this and you'll lock the skill in. Load a crunchy amen style break at 174 BPM. Group it as break bus. Create a print track called print break. Set audio from to break bus post FX and record 4 bars leading into your drop. On the printed clip, warp on, warp mode repitch. Now stretch the last bar before the drop. Make bar 32 take 2 bars by dragging the end warp marker to the right, with your start marker anchored at the start of the slowdown. Split at the drop, add a tiny crossfade, and make sure the drop hits exactly on the grid. Bonus, add auto filter LP24 on the print and automate cutoff down over the slowdown, like 8kHz down to 400hz, with a little resonance around 10 to 20%. When you're done, bounce an 8-bar clip so you can actually audition it away from the project and confirm the timing is perfect. Recap, so it sticks. Tempo automation is the authentic, global deck kill, but it affects everything. Resample plus repitch warp stretching is the most practical DNB method, because you can slow specific elements and keep the drop tight. Split at the drop, fade edits, protect your sub, and consider a clean transient layer to make the downbeat feel like a hard reset. If you decide which target you want for your own track, drums only, music group, or whole track, you can design the slowdown length around the arrangement. Half bar for quick break, 1 bar for classic tension, 2 bars for full melt. And the moment you anchor that first warp marker, treat it like it's sacred. That's how you get the goose slowdown and still land the drop like it's glued to the grid.